Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. From his early adventures in the hardcore scene of 80s New York, to his beloved band Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, to his recent duo project with Amy Mann called The Both, Ted Leo has distinguished himself as a unique presence in the indie music world. A cerebral punk with an ear for power pop, equally at home ripping into a crunchy, guitared, anthemic call to arms, or belting out a sweet melody. Ted Leo will perform a solo show at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts at 8 o'clock tonight, and it's a pleasure to welcome him back to the Roundtable this morning.
Glad to be back.
Great to have you back, and excited to have you back in the region. Have you ever played Mass Mocha before?
I have not, no. Yeah, I haven't even been there. I've wanted to, you know, for many years since rumors of it opening were going around.
Are you going to have time to walk around the galleries?
I hope so.
We shouldn't tell people because then they'll follow you around the galleries.
There are probably worse places to be followed around.
Sure. So you're playing a solo show.
Me and only me.
What kind of stuff do you play when you do a show all by your lonesome?
I play a good number of songs from the catalog of records I've done with my band, but I also have a body of things that have either, you know, never been done with a band or were initially done solo and then sort of revamped with a band. I did, when I started playing under my own name in the late 90s, I did play mostly solo for a few years before I started kind of gathering a band around me again. Mm-hmm. And I've always continued to play some solo shows here and there. It's a different way to approach kind of your own body of work, and you have to pick it down and figure out how it's going to work without everything else, and it's a fun challenge for me.
Other than the challenge of putting stuff together, what do you like about playing a solo show?
It can be a little more freewheeling. I can play in different kinds of spaces. I can go off on tangents, you know, musically or verbally. You know, it's always a little more low key, honestly, like you don't have to ramp up the whole machine of band and crew and all that to get out and just play your songs. I mean, that, you know, the ability to actually be spontaneous, you know, and go where things take you. Not that I'm encouraging heckling, but if somebody says something from the audience and it sparks something in me, I can actually respond to it and either shift gears in what I was, you know, maybe even what song I was thinking about playing next, or, you know, describe whatever, you know, latest episode of Ancient Aliens that I watched the night before.
What's Ancient Aliens?
Oh my God, you're not familiar with the Ancient Aliens?
I'm
ancient
not.
Astronaut theory?
No.
Well, Sarah, there's a theory that, you know, it's been, I think, for a while in the sci-fi world about the large leap in human evolution occurring because of some alien intervention. And there is a History Channel series on this that I watch with tongue firmly planted in cheek, but it's fascinating.
Yeah. Other media you take in, such as you've given me now Ancient Aliens, do the stories that you hear in other things that you watch influence your music at all?
You know, I mean, it's not, look, in that particular example, I doubt that I would write something specifically about it, but I will tell you that it's not out of the realm that if there's, you know, an idea or, if there's a, something that I might make reference to that would make sense to me, in a line that, that I learned from somewhere else, whether it's a place name or, an interaction between two other historical figures or something, I wouldn't necessarily keep it out. I mean, I certainly pull enough, you know, from the news into my thinking and writing songs. And I've also done so from other literature, you know, a story that affects you here or there, you fold what you've learned from that into your own thinking, and it works its way out in the song eventually.
What type of news consumer are you? How involved, and I shouldn't lead, obviously, but outraged are you about current events? How much do you watch?
Well, I mean, I have enough of a reputation for being a quote unquote political songwriter that it sometimes feels like more of an obligation than I actually care to have to live up to.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's hard for me to not address things because I do get outraged by things that outrage me, and there are many things that outrage me in the current. God, I was going to say political landscape, but of course it extends way beyond that. I am actually, I would say that last year I started kind of coming out of what I would consider a necessary, like, anti-news cocoon that I needed to sort of recharge in for a while because I had gotten very exhausted, honestly. But yeah, I am, I mean, if you're asking, like, do I pay attention? Am I continuing to write songs that, express how I feel about these things? I took a little break, but the answer is yes. Now I am back to doing that.
There was a resolution pending on the United Nations floor. Our members do the question, what's a peacekeeping force for? Who believed it would be solved in a day? No one walked out of that building on the 8th of May, and it turned soon in one odd way. I got a message from my sister. She just had a kid. I'd take it to Copenhagen to see how she did. My head could startle a Canadian. He called me a skid. Though the charge for Roman internationals well hit. Someone is listening on my phone. Well, I show up on the grid. Me, I'm just a loner. The world full of and ears. A year before when we were getting bottled and caught on television, Congress crying about abuse in the park. I told the bartender we were all from New York. Sometimes a path of least resistance would gain you the most, more than trying to map the distance up and down the East Coast. When you're in Munich making music, raise your glass and say prose, make it easy on your host.
Ted Leo performs at Mass MoCA tonight at 8 o'clock. To learn more, visit massmocha.org. Will there be a new Ted Leo and the Pharmacists album in the relatively near future?
Well, yes and no. My last record came out over 5 years ago at this point.
Right.
Last Ted Leo record. And I've written many, many, many songs in that time, you know, that weren't for the album that I did with Amy Mann. So
right.
there are a lot of songs, and I have been actually little by little working here and there on kind of getting my own home studio scenario together so that I can continue to write and record and put out records without the kind of budgets that even a modest indie artist like me used to get. And I've been working on it, and I have been working on it, and I've been writing a recording, and there will be something eventually. I don't know at this point if the pharmacist as such is going to be, you know, the exact configuration and ongoing concern that it has been, but there will be a new record relatively soon.
As you put together a home studio, what do you have to consider and who do you consult?
I've been involved in the recording of things everything that I've done for, you know, going on 30 years now, going back to like cassette four track things. So I,
of course, mm-hmm.
I know my way around a studio, but I am not an engineer, and I would always, you know, work with somebody on more like official releases. But over the years I've learned about what microphones I like to make things sound the way that I want them to, or to allow me to make them sound any number of different ways should my mood change, and how to treat a space. And the biggest challenges for me right now are figuring out all the digital things that I didn't take the time to learn, you know, and get ahead of the curve on.
The last time I was fortunate enough to welcome you to the show, you joined with Amy Mann. You guys were playing in Woodstock. And at the end of the conversation, we spoke about a potential The Both musical. And I just wanted to check in to see if there are any updates on that.
No updates as yet. We're both in what we did. We literally just finished kind of the last bit of touring of the cycle of our last record, and we flew back from that last night. We are planning the Christmas holiday variety show thing again already, which takes a lot of writing, and we're each going to do a separate record and then come back together and do another Both record. The musical is still in the works. But since we last spoke, there's been very little time to hack at it.
I said this last time. I'll just like lean back, no pressure. But I'm a supporter.
I very much appreciate that.
Sure. Tell us about the holiday show.
So Amy used to do this mostly just out here in L.A. It's a real like classic comedy music variety show. Based around Christmas music and other holiday traditions that we could bring in.
Mm-hmm.
And we revived it together last year and did a little bit of a West Coast tour and a little bit of an East Coast tour. And it really was very, very fun. It was really one of those things in life that you get to do as kind of an adjunct to your job that winds up being, you know, almost entirely fun. Like there's no, it's not part of the sort of main, you know, the normal stream of either of our, what we're working on next album or touring or this or that. It's a nice little cul-de-sac to dip into, and we get to invite a lot of, you know, different friends to come and join. And it's not a full musical, but we do try to write a kind of thin through line of plot that we can weave some songs around and write some new things. And it's a bit of a production, but it was so fun to do together last year that we're definitely doing it again this year.
Ted Leo will be at Mass Mocha tonight at 8:00. To learn more, visit massmocha.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
As I was walking through a life one morning, the sun was out, the air was warm, but oh, 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 I was cold. And though I must have looked a half a person, could tell the tale in my own version, it was only then that I felt whole.